Let's say 10 tefachim in right over here. So when the window comes down, it has to come down 1 inch into the 10 tefachim. Then lemaisa, from the until the bottom of the window, there's not a mechitza there. There's less than 10 tefachim from the bottom of the window to the floor. So therefore, we don't look as if there's a mechitza here, but instead we see a pathway from one chotzer into the next chotzer. So if you have the window that's dalat tefachim and dalat tefachim, that's within yud tefachim from the ground, that's called there's a pesach, an entrance from one chotzer to another chotzer. If they want to, they can make one eruv together. What about pochus midalat al dalat? Let's say the window is not wide, dalat tefachim and dalat tefachim. It's less than that. That's not called a pesach then. Oy lamala miyud. Or else, let's say the whole window is more than 10 tefachim off the ground. Then it's considered we have a good mechitza between the two chatzerim. So they're called two separate chotzers. Is ma'arif and shnayim. Each one has a right to make their own eruv chatzeris. They'll carry out from their houses into the chotzer. But we ain't ma'arif and echad. But the two chotzers are not allowed to be ma'arif together in the case, let's say, they want to throw over the wall. They want to be able to throw the furniture, the food, over the wall into the next chotzer. It doesn't help to make an eruv chatzeris. Because when you have a mechitza between the two chotzers, and there's no pesach between them, you can't make an eruv together. In order to make an eruv means it looks like one. It could only look like one if there is a pesach, a way to go through one into the other. But here we have a good mechitza, yud tefachim high, dividing the two chatzerim, nothing doing. There's no pathway through, you can't make an eruv together. Sotik Gemara. Lema tenan stomo trebi shimon megamliel. The Chorawa Mishnah goes like of shimon megamliel. The Yomar, what's his chiddush? Kol pochus midalad kolavid domi. That his shita was, when do we say something is called attached together if it's less than dalad tefachim? In other words, we always hold, not like that, we hold like the Rabbonin, lovid is gimel tefachim. If something is three tefachim away, we don't consider it attached. Kol zman, it's less than gimel tefachim away, it's always considered attached. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's halacha was, no, he holds four tefachim. That any time something is less than four tefachim apart, we say lovid, it looks attached. So maybe that's the sfar in our Mishnah. If the window is less than dalat tefachim, we'll say it's not called a Pesach. Why not? Because the Mishnah goes according to Shimon Gamliel. Since the window is less than dalat tefachim, we look like the two sides of the window come together. It's like lovid, it becomes attached. That's why it's not called a Pesach. But once it's dalat tefachim away, you don't say lovid, it's called a Pesach. And lalocha then, it should come out, we always hold, once it's three tefachim apart, you don't say lovud. So the way we hold, even if the window is gimel tefachim, it should also be called a good pesach. So the Gemara, no, that's not the pshat here. So the Gemara, nein, afilu temik rabbonin. It's very possible to say our Mishnah goes according to rabbonin. That nogeit ad kan loy pligi rabbonin aled of shimon gamliel elalinyon levudim. That's not true. When you have a mechitza, you want masukah l'moshel, you have the walls of the masukah going up, and you want it to reach the schach, so we say with less than gimel tefachim, it reaches. Anything less than gimel tefachim, we say lovud, it's sitting attached. It comes together. That's nogeit ruchos lovud. Avolinyan pischo. But here it's a shayla, you have two chotzes, and you have a wall between them. Now what do you have in between? You only have a window. Now what's the pshat from the window? It has to be roy to go through. So we say, what makes up a Pesach? What's the smallest shear that gives you a shein Pesach? Afil Rabbana Maida. Deika dal dalet choshev. Vilena choshev. If it's a four tefachim by four tefachim wide, that's a shear of a Pesach. That's called you could fit through it. Therefore, it's called you have a Pesach from one chotzer to the other chotzer. But if it's less than four tefachim, true, you don't say lovid. It's not the pshat the window becomes sosem, clogged up. No, it doesn't become clogged up. You don't say lovid. But I call upon him such a small space and no person can fit through it. If there's less than four tefachim, the person can't get through it. Therefore, it's not called a Pesach. That's right now, Mishnah. When you want a window to give a shein Pesach, it's like every Pesach. A Pesach has to at least be four tefachim wide. Right. Then the end of the Mishnah says, Pochus midalet. You should know if the window is less than four tefachim wide, it's no good. What does the Mishnah have to say it over for? That was the din of the Reisha. Pshita. Kiven diyom adal dalit. V'teich asoro. The first part of the Mishnah said to klolim. That what has to give it a shame chaloin? It has to be at least four tefachim and four tefachim wide. And it has to be less than ten tefachim off the ground. Of a zayim emela no yadana from the Reisha I would know. The epochus mi dalit. Ulamala mi yudlo. I know from the ratio that let's say it's less than 4 by 4, or let's say it's higher than yud tefachim, it's no good. So why does the Mishnah have to chazer over? A Mishnah always says things with never chazer over, never chazer over, it's time in vain. So why does the Mishnah have to chazer over the side? Epochus medala dalid oilo mala miyud marvin shneim. What do you have to say for pshita? That's the halacha. So the Gemara holkem ashram lon taima de kula lamala miyud. The pshat what we say now that the window can't be lamala miyud. When is the puzzle if the whole window? The whole window is yutzvachim off the ground. In other words, there's a mechitza from the bottom of the window to the ground of yutzvachim. Avo miktsasa b'teich yud. Let's say the mechitza taka comes up 9 tvachim, and that's where the window starts. So even though from the top of the window it's higher yutzvachim, but since from the bottom of the window where it starts, there's not a mechitza underneath it, there's not 10 tvachim of mechitza under the window comes down a little bit within the yutzvachim, then the locher is marvin shnayim. You could make two errors if you want. The yimrotzu marvin echad. But the chiddush is, if you want to, it's called you have a pesach in between you, and you could make one error. Like we're saying, kol zaman the window comes down within the 10th tefachim, even mamish 1 inch. So the ma'is under the window, there's not a good mechitza there. That mechitza is not 10 tefachim high. Since it's not called a mechitza, mainly we see the window to be a pesach, and you can make one error between both chatzerim. So the Maratanina Lord Tan Rabbon, I'll bring you right for this. Kula Lamala Miyut. Let's say the whole window, every part, even the bottom part of the window is higher than 10 tefachim off the ground. O Miksasai Batechasara. What? Kula Lamala Miyud. Not forget. Kula Lamala Miyud means most of the window is Lamala Miyud. O Muksasa Batechasara. But a little bit is Techasara, is within 10 tefachim. Kula Batech Yud. What about the kid? Most of the window is bottom, is mamish. Most of the window is under 10 tefachim. Or miktsasa lamala. Just 1 or 2 inches of the window comes up lamala miyud. Is alocha lamala miyud is marvin shnayim. They could make two separate areas here because lamaisa there is a mechitza there. For yimrotzu marvin echad. If they want to, though, since there's a pesach in between the mechitza, they could make an erev together. So you see a raya for this that even though most of the window is higher than you tefachim. But since the bottom part of the window comes within the yutvachim, still it's kosher. Now for the Gemara Stamos and its Bryce's Mudda. Hashta kulu lamala miyud. Madach, if rover of the window is higher than yutvachim. Umutsasa b'teich yud. Just 1 inch of the window is within the yutvachim. Omata marvin shnai mirotza marvin echod. You say it's considered like one if they want to. It's called the pesach. Of a zay kula b'teich yud. Savada, if most of the window is within yutvachim, it's a very low window. On the ksasa lamalum yud, just 1 inch of the window comes up higher than yud. Avada, it's good. Mi boy, what do you have to tell me that? Avada, it's called a good pesach. I'm all the brises you have like this. The brisa says one thing, and even though once I know this for sure, I know the other halachah. Still, it says it over. I'm all it says zuv v'yain sarach lemezukatoni. It says this. And even though from this I for sure know the other case, still Amol Abraisa says it over. It's not such a big kasher on Abraisa. So the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Chaloin Ogol. Let's say you have a window, the same case, you have two chatzerim and a wall in between them. And the window now is a circle window, nice window. Ogol, Chaloin Ogol, a nice round window. Is Sarah Sheb Kefoy Esrim V'Abot Fochim. How much does the circumference around the circle have to be in order to get a square of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim in it? Rabbi Yochanan says 24. It has to be 24 tefachim. That's how much this circumference has to be. It has to be here 24 all around the circle. Has to be 24. So it's like Rabbi Yochanan. We'll see the maskana we don't hold like him. He's saying over from the dining case, so we'll soon see. But that's the way he holds. You have to have 24 amis to make this circumference. The maisa, we always hold not like that. We hold the maisa, all you have to have is just 16 and 3/4. I will soon see the cheshbon. But he says, he holds that the circumference around the circle has to be 24 tefachim, and then inside that circle, you can have a square of 4 by 4 tefachim. That's called a good chaloyim. Because to give it a shem pesach, you always have to have that a square of 4 by 4 could fit into that circle. Weiter. Ushnayim umashu mehen b'toich yud. Now, how much of the bottom part of the circle has to be within yutfachim, or within yutfachim off the ground? Here you have to have two tfachim and a mashu. Why? Shim yirvenu, if you're going to make a square inside the circle, nimtza mashu b'toich yud. Or come out that a mashu will be b'toich yud. There is a mashu like this here. If you want to, you can take a look here. You have the circle here. Now, if you have a round circle, we say now the square is the Pesach. Now, the square has to be within Yud-Tfachim off the ground. So it's not enough if the bottom part of the circle is within Yud-Tfachim. Let's say Yud-Tfachim ends right over here. That's no good. Because where do we count the Pesach from? From where the square starts. Now, the square is Lamala Meyud. So the kids say you have to get the circle to be that at least two tfachim and a mashu has to be within yutfachim. Then we say that this square part is within the yutfachim. Then we say the Pesach is within yutfachim. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, the share is like this. If you have 24 is the circumference, so we know that if you put a box of 4x4, and how do you get the diameter? We always hold the diameter. One second. He holds is 24 around. 24 around is always, the circumference is always 1/3 of that. The diameter is 1/3 of that. Usually the way you get the circumference is divided by 3. So Kumba says if all around is 24, that means the diameter is 8. So the diameter down here is 8 tfachim. That's how much of the diameter is. Now, Lamaisa, if you're going to have a box here, the box has to be 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. So that means this here is 2 tfachim here, this here is 2 tfachim here, and there's 2 tfachim down here, and 2 tfachim up here. That's how you get 8 tfachim. The diameter is 8 tfachim. So you have 2 tfachim, the picture's not so good here, but you have 2 tfachim up here, and this part is 2 tfachim, here is 2 tfachim, and down here is 2 tfachim. So the kid said, if you want that the box itself should be within you tfachim off the ground, it has to be that the circle goes down 2 tfachim and a mashu. Once you have these two tfachim down within Yud and a mashu of it, then we consider the box itself of the window is also within Yud tfachim off the ground. So that's what we're saying now. You can't have a mechitz of Yud tfachim first and then have the chaloin. Because once you have a mechitz of Yud tfachim, that's it. So you have to make that the chaloin comes within the Yud tfachim. So when you have a circle here, the square first starts two tfachim up. So Melo, if you have the circle going down, two tfachim and a mashu, then it's kosher. Says the Shim Yirvenu, if you make a square inside the circle, nimtza mashu b'toich yud, that by letting the circle go down two tfachim and a mashu, then a mashu of the square itself will reach with inside the yud tfachim. This is the way Tosfos learns pshat. Rashi has a very shvei pshat here. Rashi learns pshat that it means the part of the circumference, that you do two tfachim over here. If you just measure off a tefach here, two tefachim here, that's enough. So Tayyaz Yatakash is pili ployim. The chur from here to here has to be six tefachim from here to here. So if you just go two tefachim, it's nothing. If you just go two tefachim deep, you got nowhere, you just got over here. The box never got inside. Therefore, Tayyaz learns that two tefachim means straight upwards. That the going straight up of the circle, it has to go down two tefachim. Like two tefachim of the circle in a mashu has to be within Yud. So the Yud mark has to be over here. So then we say that part of the square is within Yud-Tfachim, therefore there's no mechitza there. Yeah, that's what Tosfos learned. The whole Tosfos Pshat is poshut. Now for the Mastam Akashan of Yechin. Rav Yechin is saying now, in order to get a square inside a circle of 4x4, you have to have the circumference around it 24. For the Gemara, what do you have to have such a big circumference for, 24? No, Michti. Kol sheyesh bekeifoy shloisha tfachim, yesh be baruch betefach. That's usually the cloud. If the diameter is one tefach, then the circumference around it is three tefachim. The circumference is always three times as much as the diameter. I was there the Gemara, but trace the sagi. So all you have a diameter of four tefachim, so three times four should be 12. So it should be enough that the circumference around the circle should be 12. So the Gemara name, hani mili biigula. That's true if you stam want to make a push of the circle and just have the diameter of the circle to be four tefachim. If you want the diameter stam straight down the middle of the circle, if straight across the middle should only be four tefachim, then you're right. The circumference all around only has to be 12. But we need more than that. We have to get a square box inside here of 4x4. We don't just want the diameter to be 4. We want a square box of 4x4. So you have to have a much bigger circle then. Or hani mili bigula. That's the stam to make a circle. Avo biribua. But if you want to make a square inside the circle, we're doing here. Here we have a squared window. Now, how do we get to make sure the window is big enough? It has to be that a square of 4x4 tefachim fit into this circle. So, bin and tfei, you have to have a bigger circle. Good, so tomorrow b'michti, how big does it have to be? Kama meruba yeser al eagle. How much is a square bigger than a circle? We had before. How much is a square bigger than a circle? Mar Revia, it's 1/4. It's 1/4 more. Square is 1/4 more than a circle. Let's look at the picture in Tosfos here. If you have the outer picture is a box, and the inner side is a circle, the box is 1/4 more than the circle. It's just 16 then. Put on another 1/4, another 4, 12 and 4, 16. So the Gemara, Hanimili Igula Dinofik Migaribua. That's true if you have the circle inside the square. Like Tay's picture here. If you have a square on the outside, and then a circle on the inside it, we'll say the square is 1/4 more than the circle. Avaribua Dinofik Migaribua. But what we want to make here is the middle picture, this Tosfos picture. We want to get that you have the circle going around, and you have to have a box inside the circle. Like we have a circled window, and we want to make sure that the box of 4x4 could fit inside the circle. So, Bazoi, Rabbi Rivua, the Nafik Migoyigula, if you want to have a square to go inside a circle, Vinensfei, then you have to have a little bit more. My timer, Mishamusha, the Karnasa, because you have the points of the square. But since you have the points of the square, like inside the circle, that's what a circle has to be a little bit wider, a little bit bigger. Good, so it has to be bigger. This is the maskana though. But michti, we have a cloud. Kol amto beribua amto trei chumsha b'yalachsunay. Anytime you have a square, when you have a square, how much is the alachsan, how much is the diagonal more than the side itself? Anytime you have a square, to get the diagonal, it's always 1 × 3/5. In other words, if a square, let's say, is 1 tefach by 1 tefach, the diagonal straight across, which by a circle, which will become the diameter, how much is the diameter? Then it's going to be 1 3/5. So now good. So we're saying now the square now is 4x4. So you have to times 4 × 3/5, and that's when we're going to get the diameter. That's how we'll know the diagonal of the square here is going to be the diameter of the circle. So if you have a square that's 4x4, so the diagonal now comes out to be 5 3/5. So now 5 3/5, that's what the diameter is. So if you times the diameter by 3, that's how you get the circumference. So 3 × 5 3/5 comes out to 16 4/5. So for the Gemara, see inside. Michti, kama amto bribua. Amto utre chumshe bilasuna. Call amto. Whenever you have an amma, that bribua, a squared amma, an amma by an amma, is tre chumshe bilasuna. There's an extra 2/5 to the diagonal. Abazoi, the diagonal now will make the diameter of the circle, and you have to times that by 3. So 5 × 3/5 is the shifser, is 17 noche chumshe, which is 16 3/4. So that's what you should have to have. What does Rabbi Yochanan say? The diameter of the circumference of the circle has to be 24 tefachim. Lamaisa, all should have to be is just 16 4/5. If you have 16 4/5, that's enough. 16 4/5. Since the diameter of the square, the diameter of the square here is just 5 3/5. So you have to times that by 3 to get the circumference. 16 4/5 should be enough. So why does Rabbi Yochanan say you need 24 tefachim in the circumference? What do you need such a big circle for? To get a square inside this circle, it's enough if the circle is around 16 4/5. Then you get a square 4x4 inside. And for the Gemara and the Chanami, the Lacha, that's what it is, Taka. The Lacha is enough to have 17 − 1/5. Nor Rabbi Yochanan Omar ki Dina the Kisri. Rabbi Yochanan is saying his sheet according to the Dina of Kisri, name of a place. The Yamrila and some say Kirabon the Kisri, like the Rabon the Kisri. The Yamri that they say, Igula Miguribua. If you have a square inside, a circle inside a square, or else Ribua is 1/4. And Ribua, Migo Igula. If you want to put a square inside a circle, you should know Palga. You have to add another half to it. You have to add a half of it. In other words, if the square itself is 4x4, the square itself we want to have now 4x4 is 16. Half the 16 is 8. So to get a circle around this is 16 and 8 is 24. That's how you get 24. Because they hold that the square is 16. Now to get a circle around it, you have to add another half of the 16, which is 8. So 8 and 16 is 24. That's where Rabbi Yochanan gets 24. So Taiz asks, even though the Maisa Rechush, the way we see it, doesn't work out this way, to this is Shver, what's trying to dine in the Kisroi? Why do they say the Shita? The Maisa doesn't work out. The Maisa, the way we know it, all you have to have is just 16 and 4/5, you'll be able to get a circumference of 16 and 4/5, you'll be able to get a diameter then of 5 3/4, and that will make a square of 4x4. I think the Rizvah want to say they also didn't mean a dine Kaisri, they only said Beloshim Guzma, they said it. What's Pshan Daini Kaisri? But the Maisa, we talk hold that in order to get a square of 4x4 inside a circle, it's enough if the circumference of the circle around is only 16 4/5. Right. Pochus midal dal, it's no good. If the window is less than 4x4 tvachim, that's not called enough of a space to go through. Omer Rav Nachman, lo yishonu ela chaloin shebein beis chatzeris. Only if there's only a window in the wall. Let's say you have two houses and you want to make an eruv in order to be carried from your house into your neighbor's house, and all you have is a window between you and your neighbor. Then he says, you should know by a house, even though the window is 10 tefachim high, you know, like here on top of the wall, you have a window from this house to the next house, still is good. If they wanted, they can make separate eruvs. And Marvin Echad, they can make one area if they want to. I lechura, my time away. Since there's a wall here of Yutzvachim going up, that's the mechitza that divides these two houses. You can't make an area together. What do I care if they have a chalon on top there? But there's a mechitza before the chalon. Before the top window, you have a mechitza, Yutzvachim, that divides up the two apartments. The Teretz says, Besa commanda mal yudami. In a house, we always say this svara sitted like it's filled up. So the house, up until the window, we can see as if the ground of the house, mamish, comes up to where the window is. So like your mamish can walk straight across from my apartment into your apartment. There's a svara inside the house, it's called Kamanda Mal Yadami. It's like filled up. We had this svara once before about Kluta Kamishun Chadami. If you throw through a house, since the house is like filled up, it's for sure considered like it rested in the house. So that's the chilik between a house and a chotzer. And a chotzer is not like filled up, and a house is considered like it's filled up, as if the ground of the house comes all the way up. Eisvei Rabbi Rav Nachman, have a kasher on you. Is a din echad li chaloin shebein beis chateris, v'echad li chaloin shebein beis batim, v'echad li chaloin shebein beis aliyas, whether you have an attic upstairs and downstairs, if you have a window in between, v'echad li chaloin shebein beis gagim, between two roofs, v'echad li chaloin shebein beis chadorim, between two rooms. Kulon, what's the cloud? All of these, if you want to make an eruv together, dal b'teichasara. You need these two tenoyim. The window has to at least be dalat tfachim and dalat tfachim, and it has to be within your tfachim off the ground, even though it's inside the house. And the Gemara tigma chaseris, it only means on the chotzer, it has to be within your tfachim. For the Gemara vo echad liketoni, mashma both of them, tigma dalat dalat, that whether you're in a house or whether you're in a chotzer, it has to at least be dalat by dalat, that's true. But in a house, even though the window is higher than your tfachim, on top, still is good. And that's the way we hold halacha, that a house is considered command amal yadami, and even though it's higher than yutfachim, but as long as that window is dollar by dollar, it's kosher. Boy minei Rav Abram Rav Nachman, lula psuach min bayis laliyah. You have an attic, an upstairs apartment, a downstairs apartment, and the mal, you have a window to climb up, climb through there. Is sarach sulam kavu latiru, or ain sarach sulam kavu latiru? Now, how do you climb up from my apartment to the upstairs? They didn't have fancy stairways then. You had to push a ladder. So I take the ladder and climb upstairs. So when I want to make an eruv now to look as if we're both together, maybe I have to have a ladder kavua that's always there. That's cool, we look like one. But let's say it's a ladder that I take down and put up again, maybe that's no good. He'll say, Ki yarmina beis hakamanda mal yadami, hanemilu min atzad, it's only from the side. I will be emtzaloi. But to say mamish in the middle of the house to look as if the ground comes straight up to the middle of the roof, to say like I can walk straight upstairs, maybe I don't say that. I do Malaysia, there's no difference. In a house, even in the middle of the house, we consider as if the ground of the house comes up to the roof. So since you have a chloin in the roof, you don't need a ladder, because we can look as if you could climb straight and walk straight up there. On Malay ain't sarach, in a chlam, you don't need a ladder kavua. Is sovereign, and he thought, sulam kavua hu the ain't sarach. Good, I don't need a permanent ladder there. I have a sulam arit sarach, but you have to have a ladder on hand. In case I want to get up there, I have to have some means to get up there. Itmam Rav Yosef Amin Yominein, Amin Rav Nachman, Echad Sulam Kavua, V'Echad Sulam Arai. Ain't it Tzorach? You don't need neither of them. Even though there's no ladder in the house. But the Maisa, since there's a window in the roof, that we still consider as if the floor of the house, Mamash Klums, comes up to the roof, as if you could walk straight in there. So you're allowed to make an Eruv Echad Seirus. You're allowed to make an Eruv to carry from your apartment to your neighbor's apartment upstairs, even though there's no ladder in the house. But still you have this Svara, that they says, command the Mayadomi, inside a house, since it's enclosed by four mechitas all over, up and down, it's sort of like it's filled up. So Mela, any place you are in the room, it looks like you're standing there. You could be standing on the roof also. We look as if you're standing on the roof, and you can walk straight into his apartment. So even though without any ladder, still it's kosher. All right, we'll stop here.